At this point in the training, we'll add a powerful tool to enhance your ability to live mindfully at work and school, clinic, or home. This is the practice of mindfulness of intention. When you become aware of intention before you act, you're able to make wise choices that lead you to clarity, well-being, and harmony. Without awareness of intention, you can easily end up reacting, living on autopilot, or mindlessly following old habits. Observing your mind closely, you'll see that intention precedes every action. Notice that before you stand up, or sit down, or move, there's the simple intention to do so. In the same way, as you set out to fulfill a task, or interact with someone, or create something, you're acting on the more complex intentions you have set. The very same act, done out of resentment or frustration, with the intention to just get it done, or done wanting to be present or connect in a caring or even loving way, produces very different results. Whenever you become mindful of your intentions, you open up to greater freedom as to whether and how you want to act. Interpersonal neurobiology shows that our brains are highly tuned to read the intentions of others. For example, if I extend my arms toward you, based on my intention, you can sense this as a gesture of affection or as a threat. Your intentions have a powerful impact on others and help shape their responses. This is why it's so valuable to mindfully pause and check in with your intention before you act, especially in difficult situations that can have a major impact on you or on others. In these situations, pause and ask, what is your best or most compassionate intention for the well-being of all involved? Research shows that clear intentions bring focus and empower all the parts of your being to achieve the best results. You can also use the power of this practice by setting long-term intentions. Long-term intentions are the values that guide your life. They're like the compass of the heart. When faced with important choices or in confusing situations, you can always tune in and ask, is this choice or action following the deepest intention I've set for my life? Whenever you take the time to pause and tune in to your intentions, short or long term, for this training, for your work, your studies, your day, you will begin to notice an increased ability to align your life with your best goals and enhance your well-being. As you have, take a seat with ease and alertness and establish a sense of mindful awareness. Let your body and mind settle into the experience of the present moment. And take a few deep breaths. Now allow the breath to resume its natural rhythm. In this practice period, you'll be including awareness of intention. As you begin to quiet, take a moment to first set a simple intention for this sitting. It might be the intention to be as fully present as you can, or to stay at ease with experiences of both pleasure and pain, or to be kind with all that arises. Now continue for a time with the core practice of mindfulness and compassion. Be aware of your breath, or mindful of other strong experiences as they arise. Notice how beginning by setting a simple intention affects your practice. And now, for this next period, make the determination to sit motionless without the slightest movement as you continue your mindfulness practice. And if the urge comes to move, to adjust your posture, to scratch an itch, or shift your body, first note the urge to move. Name it softly, wanting to move, wanting to move. Then note the intention to actually move, intending to move, and only then make the movement. Stay relaxed and mindful of your intentions as you continue. Remain mindful and kind, including the noticing of intention can be quite subtle, and yet at times you can even notice the intention to think about something. Now, as you sit quietly for the last minutes, let yourself reflect on your long-term values and how you can sense yourself living true to your best intentions. Now, as you go throughout the day, continue to notice intention whenever it seems helpful. Let it become a natural part of your mindfulness practice.